The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have a question about bipolar?
Yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to be taking my second parenting capacity assessment. And the first one, the psychologist who did it went ahead and said I was bipolar, and I was wondering, can a parent capacity assessment actually determine whether a person is bipolar or not?
Was this a clinical psychologist that determined that?
Yes, ma'am. She went ahead. I don't want to give her name out.
Yeah, no,
the radio.
You don't need to do that. Yeah,
but she said I was bipolar, and I was taking a parenting capacity assessment.
And you have, okay, my guess is you've already looked up what bipolar is because
yes,
it's a label. So you know that it's this sense of, you know, I'm great, I'm on top of the world, and it's a sense of inflated self-esteem, but it's not genuine self-esteem. It's kind of a put your thumbs under your armpit pits and the sense of grandiosity, and you become more talkative. Of course, I sound like that right now, but more talkative, and you just are engaging in activities that perhaps they're sexual activities or buying sprees or very foolish business investments. So it looks like it's goal-directed action, but it's very much off course. It's going to hurt you, but it feels good in the moment. Is that part of what's been going on in your life?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay,
yes,
so a little bit that label fits, you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if it's fitting, and if you've also had, when they say bipolar, there are two poles, you can guess the other end. If you're feeling on top of the world, the other end is feeling on the at the bottom, right in the pits.
Right.
Feeling depressed. And you swing from one to another. There are variations on a theme, depending on how frequently you might go from feeling depressed to feeling on top of the world. Have you ever been diagnosed before?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. Your question is, if you had a psychologist or somebody who's credentialed actually evaluate you by you're saying it's a parent capacity assessment, which looks like it takes in a lot of information.
Yes, ma'am.
They interviewed you. You had some psychological testing.
Yes, ma'am.
And they interviewed your child or children?
Yes, ma'am.
And they observed you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, lots. Okay, so where do you take it from there? If your question is it possible that you meet the criteria for bipolar, you know, obviously I don't have that information in front of me, but if you're saying it sounds accurate, then what would be the next step for you to take to enjoy your life more?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you thinking?
I don't know, because for me, I don't know, because I'm kind of an odd duck in a lot of ways. Even when I'm in a good mood and things are going good and, you know, I'm, quote, on top of the world,
yeah,
I still have that feeling of despair.
Okay, so it's, and that's typical. When I've worked with some people who've had bipolar, they've told me that sometimes they're high, they're aware that they're almost pushing themselves into a high and exaggerating it because they don't want to go low.
Right.
You know, there's almost a sense of wanting to keep that sense of, I don't want to face the fact that I genuinely feel the world is the pits. What is going on in your life? There are different, let me make this a little simpler. There are key areas in any of our lives that are important to take a look at. And our view on what's possible really matters. And one area is your career. How are things going there?
Not good at all.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. The past 5 months have been pretty rough. I lost my mom back in January. So, and then I found out from because I'm a veteran, I found out from the VA, they have told me that I suffer from PTSD.
Oh, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
From some things that have happened in the military, and it's finally starting to actually manifests itself.
Okay. Okay, so are you isolating more or pulling back more, numbing yourself?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter one for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Okay, so are you isolating more or pulling back more, numbing yourself?
Actually, this past couple weeks have been actually pretty good, but up until the beginning of April, I had been out of the house a grand total of about 47 times.
Okay. Oh, 47 times since when?
Since January 2nd.
Okay. And then what, you're keeping track of how many times you've been out?
No. It's a rough guess.
It could
be more, it could be less.
Okay, but it's in the ballpark. Okay, let me tell you what I'm hearing. And it may not be what you're expecting. You said recently you've been feeling pretty good regarding the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder. When I hear the word good, the tip I would give you is to ask yourself the question, what is making me assess this as good? What is a little bit better than in the past? What am I doing differently that's helping myself out? Whenever your mind detects something that's going a smidgen better in your life, I don't mean the fake better from the bipolar, but a little better, ask yourself what it is. Put it into words, because then you have more control over it. If I know that what helps my day go a little better is that particular morning I made a list of the top two things I wanted to accomplish and I got them done, then the next day, it would be good for me to write down the top two things that I want to accomplish for that day, because it's a good method for me.
Okay.
So something, what do you think is going, what is going well in your life, Thomas?
I haven't really thought about it, you know.
Okay, then that's one of the...
I'll be the first to admit...
Okay, well, what you want to do is you want to think of what am I doing well, rational, not the irrational junk, that is helping me. Track the good, because most of us track the bad in ourselves, and that doesn't get us where we need to go. Let me just give you, I know we're wrapping up here, but let me give you the other categories to look at in your life. One is career. One is friendships, support system, sometimes it's called, but friends or family, only family that fit the description of people that are supportive of you. And you want to make sure that you've got at least one good friend in your life. Another is romantic relationships. Sometimes we're not in the stage in life where we have one, but that adds a dimension to your life. And if that's rocky, that can make things pretty bad. So friends, career, family and friends and romance, and even hobbies, having something that is healthy as a hobby. So you can look at those areas in your life. And listen, I enjoyed talking with you, and I wish you the best, and I hope you can focus a little bit on the good stuff in your life.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com, and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
To sustain a positive emotional climate, both partners need to have an attitude that encourages personal growth. When couples don't grow together, they often grow apart and end up unhappily married or divorced. Couples are in danger if there are significant differences in the way they grow their lives. For example, one may grow in intellectual ability, character, or self-esteem, and the other may not. If one is ambitious, expanding his or her life and making it interesting, while the other stagnates or grows at a much slower rate, the discrepancy often leads to the breaking of the loving bond, leaving the couple mismatched even if they initially were well matched. Partners need to grow together intellectually and emotionally for a relationship to thrive.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.